This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Bermant with news and commentary for Thursday, March 5th, 2020. This just in, Joe DiMico's Fort Discovery has announced a so-called full auto July extravaganza where members of the public are invited to come to his Tarbu Lake facility every Saturday in July to shoot automatic weapons from his collection, according to the Fort Discovery Facebook page. The free event takes place every weekend in July. Attendees can try out a range of weapons for D'Amico's collection, while they must bring their own ammo. No rounds will be sold on site. Jefferson County recently imposed a moratorium on new commercial shooting ranges, but this is billed as a non-commercial event. The county is aware of the event, noting that it is legal for people to discharge firearms on private property. Prosecuting attorney James Kennedy told KPTZ that it isn't clear from the event description whether it falls under the ordinance prohibiting commercial shooting ranges. If it fits the definition of the moratorium, the county would intervene. Furthermore, there are other codes, such as septic, that are unrelated to the discharge of firearms. All the firearms must be properly permitted, but that requirement is a federal responsibility in which the county is not involved, according to County Administrator Philip Morley. As health authorities urge people to avoid crowds to prevent the spread of COVID-19, many local events are facing cancellation. The Jefferson County Home Builders Show, scheduled for Saturday, will occur on Saturday, April 25th. The First Friday Dance at Quimper Grange Hall and Centrum's Creative Aging Conference are also canceled. However, the fifth annual Fort Townsend Record Show will take place as planned from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the American Legion Hall. Also, Saturday's Art Walk will proceed as planned. Jefferson County Health Officer Dr. Thomas Locke told KPTZ earlier this week that his department could shut down movie showings and other public gatherings if there were a severe COVID-19 threat, but we're not there yet. In any case, if you want to attend any public event, it's a good idea to call ahead to see if it's still happening. Jefferson Healthcare has established a dedicated COVID-19 respiratory illness nurse consult line, 360-344-3094, to answer specific questions regarding the virus and to address exposure concerns. This line will operate Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., but is subject to change without notice. It is important not to go to the doctor's office or emergency department and potentially expose others, especially vulnerable populations. Out of an abundance of caution to protect the most medically vulnerable community members, the hospital is discouraging unnecessary visits to the hospital, including the cafeteria, until further notice. The Washington State presidential primary takes place on Tuesday, with the Jefferson County auditor reporting a 34% voter turnout as of yesterday. Historically, Jefferson County has some of the highest voter turnout numbers in the state, with many votes coming in at the last minute. The primary contest is in the Democratic Party, so it can be assumed that fewer Republicans will choose to vote in the primary. Voters must still select a party preference for their vote to count. If you forget to check the party preference box, the auditor will send the vote back for correction, but it's best to do it right in the first place. Ballots were mailed out 2 weeks before Super Tuesday, but many people urged waiting until after those primaries this past Tuesday narrowed the field. This was probably good advice, as only two of the 13 candidates listed on the ballot are still in the race. Ballots are due at the auditor's office by Tuesday, March 10th. KPTZ 91.9 FM Port Townsend brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. If you have any news or information for this program, please send a message to news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Bermant. Thank you for listening.